You're listening to Golden Rule Radio, your weekly discussion of the precious metals and the markets closely associated with our metals. I'm Rob, alongside of Miles, and together we have over 60 years of experience advising on and brokering the precious metals. So each week we will provide a technical analysis of the metals charts and cover the underlying fundamentals and the news that helps move these markets. So today, Miles, give us a recap of last week.
Yeah, appreciate it, Rob. Some of the numbers are going to be a little bit smaller this week than we've gotten used to over the last 6 months. So relatively quiet week here in the middle of the summer. So yeah, we'll start off with gold. Gold is up about 2.5% since our recording last Wednesday. Up 2.5%, sitting at $4,133, so a little over $4,100. And we'll look at that bounce in gold here when we get a little deeper into the charts. But beforehand, what has silver done over the last week? Well, I tell you, Rob, whatever gold does, silver does a little bit better. Yeah. So silver's up 4.5% and actually was a little bit better here up until I started putting charts together. So silver up 4.5% on the week, currently sitting at $59.60. A little look at the other white metals just to get an idea what the precious metals as a whole are doing. Platinum down 1.5%. So opposite of gold and silver, platinum down 1.5% to $1,631. And sister metal to platinum, palladium, also down, although only 1%, currently sitting at $1,280. Moving over to the paper markets, the S&P is also down about 1%, just under 7,500, 7,498 points on the S&P. And finally, the U.S. dollar index up 0.6% to 101.11, so a little over 101 on the U.S. dollar. So kind of all over the board, but not enough to really shake a stick at. Really a relatively quiet week here as far as pricing goes. It seems like things are starting to settle into a little bit of a sideways trend.
Yeah, that's pretty normal for this time. Maybe there's a little bit of momentum for gold. I guess relative strength is a little bit stronger.
Yeah, you're looking specifically at the relative strength index. We are starting to see some growth back there, which isn't surprising. I mean, you saw it bottom out pretty low on the decline that we had through the spring. Not just the initial fall back in March, but also that sort of bounce and then a gradual decline in gold through the bounce peaking out in mid-April around 4,900, which kind of sets our new potential high in the trading range for gold, and then slowly sliding all the way down to bottoming out there at the end of June. I think June 29th, we bottomed out at like 3,950, 3,960, somewhere in there. So yeah, the RSI, the relative strength index, definitely would have flatlined out at the bottom, starting to build back up and show potentially a little bit of momentum. But I don't know if we're quite there yet, Rob, for me to call a push one direction or the other. But I do think we're maybe one more little bottom here away from being able to say we may have put in the bottom of the market, at least for what this trading range is going to look like. You know, we'll know better over the next week or two, but it's possible we're starting to build the bottom of that trading range. And then it just becomes an issue of how long does it take to start gaining momentum to the upside from there. So it should be interesting what the gold chart does here over the next couple of weeks.
You know, my guess is that we're going to go back up and get close to 4,200, maybe even break above it for a little while. And then have another maybe smaller correction. Who knows? We'll know. Right now, we just moved back above the 65-week moving average today. So we're just kind of weaving above and below the 65-week. This is a great time to accumulate for people that are thinking that way.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend whenever you have a market that extends, as we say out here in Colorado, get out over your skis, so to speak. But right, when you have a market that does get out over its skis a little bit, like the precious metals market did through the end of last year, beginning of this year, you're going to have those corrective phases, and you do tend to trail back towards that long-term pricing average.
Well, we all know what happens when you get out over your skis, Miles.
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah. I mean, then next thing you know, you're tumbling down the mountain and all your equipment is everywhere, and we call that a yard sale.
We've had the yard sale.
We've had the yard sale in precious metals, in my opinion. I think it's time to start gathering up your stuff and hitting the slopes again.
Right, maybe a slightly easier slope. Dive right in. I used to always say you really need to have a good crash on your first run of the day when you're not tired. Because if you get that bad wreck on your last run of the day,
that's bad.
Somebody else may be skiing you down the hill. So,
right.
Sorry, yep. It's July and we're talking about winter sports, nature of being mountain people.
Yep.
I like your 4,200 number that you bring up a fair bit. I think that's really going to be that first sort of line in the sand. I think we've got a couple hurdles to get over as the gold price has been bouncing down to find bottom here. So let's pretend, Rob, just for fun, let's pretend we put a floor in back on June 29th, June 30th, and that's going to be around 3,950.
Okay.
We took a little bounce there, not surprising. It didn't go far, but we took a bounce and we came back down to around 3960. So we've kind of put a little short-term double bottom here over the last couple of weeks. Now, In order to really call that, we're going to need some runway to the upside on gold. Now, that doesn't mean gold's on its way to 10,000 yet, so don't hear me wrong. You know, I'm talking about building out potentially a sideways trading consolidation, base building, you know, setting up base camp to take that next leg up the mountain, as markets tend to do. So your 4,200 getting above that number, I think, is going to do a darn good job of hinting at us having put a bottom in gold already. And then from there, I'd like to see us really get above like 4,350, which isn't too far beyond 4,200. Nowadays, that can happen in a couple days. I think gold was worth maybe 150. No, it was worth $300, so half of that. So when I came to work here 20 some years ago, that'd be like a 50% move in a couple days. Now it's like a 5% move or a 3% move. So slightly different world.
Yeah, it's almost taken for granted. Yeah.
So we get above that 4,350, 4,400. You're probably going to see gold trail all the way up to like 47, 48, 4,900, where we get back to that first failed attempt to continue the previous bull market. And hopefully that sets the trading range I mentioned a minute ago between around 3,950 and 4,850. Let's say. So we could end up seeing something like that play out. And then it just becomes a question of, okay, how long do we stay in that trading range? But that's a big trading range, Rob. That's still like a $1,000 trading range.
Well, that's where we are now.
Yeah.
We're in a $1,000 trading range.
So there's going to be a lot of momentum in the gold market.
Well, there needs to be. And, you know, I just hope people avoid a couple of pitfalls that you and I have both seen, especially recently. Pitfalls like people are saying, I heard it from an expert on the internet that President Trump is going to do something like this with gold and we're going to be on a gold standard. Or, you know, as we come off of these corrections, people want to wait until they know the floor is in, but then they start thinking about buying and they're like, well, I'm just going to wait for the next dip. And then the market just steadily marches away from them. Just a couple of pitfalls. Don't try to buy on a predicted event from some guy on the internet. And I remember, you know, back when gold was at 300, people were saying it's going back to 100. And then we got to 400 and people would write their newsletter. There was one newsletter guy in particular, I won't name his name. Well, it's at 400, but it's going to fall back to 200. And we get to 600, it's going to fall back to 300. Finally, get back to 800, it's going to fall back to 400. And this guy wrote his newsletter like this all the way up to $3,000 gold, and then you don't hear from him anymore. But at $3,000 gold, it was going to go back to $1,800. And then I guess he quit writing his newsletter.
Sure. I know he was one step away. When it went to $5,500, he could have said it would go back to $4,000, and he finally would have gotten it right.
Right?
So you always just quit right before you hit gold, don't you?
Well, you can't drive your car looking through the rearview mirror. What you can do is look at what are the Fibonacci's, what is relative strength saying, what are the moving averages, and buying plus minus the 65-week moving average, I mean, buying right there, boy, that's long-term security. You're not going to get hurt.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, one of my mantras that you, I don't want to say older gentlemen that I work with. Let's say those of you who have come before me, like yourself and Kevin and Rex and George and Larry and all of you guys that kind of trained me up over the last 20 years. I think one of the things you guys have done a phenomenal job of instilling in me that I try to pass on to my clients, of course, is you're not smarter than the market. Nobody
is. That's absolutely true.
If anybody tells you they're smarter than the market, they're lying or they're trying to sell you something you don't want. The people who are exceptional at the market would say the same thing. I've always loved the Warren Buffett concept of, you know, invest where you have an advantage, but also invest in something that you know is going to work the way you want it to. And then just get out of its way and stop trying to get it to do it in the time frame that you wish it would. You know, if you know you're making the right decision from an investment standpoint, it doesn't matter if it works out in 6 days or 60 years. You made the right decision and you let that compound over time. So from my perspective, I think the best possible investment strategy is always consistency. And when you get the opportunity like this on a decline in the market where you've come back to the most consistent indicator that I think exists, which is the 65-week moving average, that is one of those consistency triggers that should encourage you to do something with your portfolio.
Instead of the guys who advertise on TV encouraging you to send your money to them and, you know, you got to hurry because the train's leaving the station. Just another one of those dealers that advertised on TV with a well-known actor. They just declared bankruptcy 2 weeks ago. You reminded me of that when you mentioned Warren Buffett, because he was famously quoted as saying, when the tide goes out, we'll see who's not wearing trunks.
Right.
When you have this consolidation, you know, like we're in right now, and we are very clearly in a consolidation phase with hopefully a double bottom that we've seen over the last month, okay, and consistent right at the 65-week moving average, there's some things that are adding up to give people encouragement to go ahead and add a little bit more and just dollar cost average. You're not going to get hurt.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Again, that's been my strategy for a very long time. My problem is because of that, I never get to make nice giant gold purchases because I'm making a bunch of tiny ones on a regular basis. So that's the worst part about it. It is way more fun to save money for 5 years and then make one big investment. But the problem is 5 years later, the cost of that investment is already up 20 or 30%. So it always makes sense to do something more consistently. So 65-week moving average is hard to argue with. And let's say we do move into kind of a prolonged consolidation period. Well, that's fine. We go through those every couple of years anyway. The last one was around 2,000, 2,200. Don't you want to buy gold at 2,200? We're going to say the same thing about 3,900, 4,000.
Yeah.
We'll say the same thing about $10,000 gold at some point. there'll be a point in the not so distant future where we're all out there going, remember when you could buy gold for $10,000 an ounce? Because that's the nature of how these markets work over time. They're just going to keep stair-stepping up.
Remember when gasoline was only $4 a gallon?
Yeah.
You know, we can see the bottom. We're maybe a few hundred dollars from bottom, but the top, we're thousands of dollars away because the government...
Yeah, that's a good point.
The government is not done running deficits as much as I want to hope that they're going to figure it out. They haven't proven it yet. They're trying, but we're still going to have a trillion plus deficit. I just hope it's not a $2 trillion deficit this year.
That got me thinking, Rob, there are two ways a gold company can go out of business. One is they push the hype and they sell overpriced products, dramatically overpriced products. And eventually the hype dies down, right? I mean, we've been talking about this idea of we're at probably the bottom end of a trading range. It's not exciting right now. It's a prudent time to invest. Mm-hmm. It's a wise time to buy a 65-week moving average touch right after you're coming off of this massive growth phase. We had a growth phase. We had a correction phase. And now we're finding the bottom of a consolidation phase. And if you are a periodic buyer and you're looking for those opportunities, buy when no one else wants to, because mm-hmm. the tide's gone out and we can see who doesn't have their shorts on. So that's one mm-hmm. way you go out is the hype buyers from the hype companies that don't know how to support the business during the quieter times when their clients should actually be doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Second way a company goes out of business is what you just said there about inflation. You know, you want to put the whole gold industry out of work, just balance the budget and stop inflating, because then our industry doesn't have to exist anymore. And we can do something else with our lives.
Right.
But until that stops happening, you have to have physical precious metals as a piece of your portfolio, because the only thing that is guaranteed to withstand the long-term pressure, and you said $4 a gallon, I paid $5 a gallon this week to fill my tank.
Wow.
The only thing to stop and withstand that pressure long term is owning something that is oblivious to it. And that's the joy of owning a gold portfolio. It is quickly becoming a mandatory piece of every puzzle. You don't have to be exorbitantly wealthy to own a precious metals position. You just have to have a percentage put away for if all else fails then.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I am very excited to see what happens with this little bounce here in gold. I'm not going to get excited until we see something maybe in the 43, 4400 range. But in my defense, I did say I'd like to see a bounce up to that range at some point a couple weeks ago. We got about halfway there. We turned back down. Apparently, we forgot one of the kids at home, so we had to turn around and go pick the kid up. But it looks like we may be marching on our way up there now. So we'll see if we can get above 4,200, then 4,400. And if that ends up being the case, we're looking at some interesting trading in the metals in the near future here. And the problem, Rob, is if we start pushing up to 44, 45, maybe even 48 or 4,900, by the time we get there, it's going to be like October or November. And we all know what usually happens when you get into that part of the year.
Well, and that's a good point, because we are coming out of the part of the year that you can easily predict a slump in the price. We've seen it.
Yeah, Tori was good enough a couple weeks ago to go back. And for anyone that missed it, I'll throw it up on the screen now. But you can see it, the average monthly returns of gold over like 10, 20, 30 years. And in every instance, June, that takes the beating. So we're not only out of June, we're most of the way through July. And you can see as you start getting into the fall, things start picking up again.
Yep.
So, Rob, I think that's going to do it this week. Just our final encouragement to those of you out there who are diligently paying attention. Keep your head on straight. Keep a look at the charts and make your decisions prudently. And we're always happy to help with that. If you'd like to give us a call and talk about your personal portfolio and how to make precious metals a part of it, you're welcome to do so. We can be reached at 1-800-525-9556. You can also find more info on our website at mcalvany.com. That's mcalvany.com. We're on Twitter at ICA Gold or Facebook at McIlvany Financial. Thanks as always. Have a great week.